We're doing the Avat Chesed, and we had seen last time that the Jewish people, when they saw the decrees of Paro, so they united and they made a pact, saying that we have to make a pact to do kindness with one another. This is how we'll be able to contend with Paro's decrees, and ultimately, this is how we will arouse Chesed from above and annul Paro's gzeros. So the Chafetz Chaim says, "Uvemet ken haya levasof." And truthfully, this is what happened ultimately. Shedavar ze haya siba ligula, that this was really the cause for the redemption. We say it every day in Az Yashir, like the verse says, "Nachita v'chastecha amzuga alta nehalta v'ozecha." Hashem, you came down to rescue the Jews from Egypt out of your kindness, v'chastecha. And the Medrash says, "Nachita v'chastecha zog milut chesed." You came down to save the Jews from Egypt because of the kindness. Nehalta vozecha, you led the Jews out of Egypt with your might, that's the Torah. Ki bemet Torah ya gam ken b'mitzrayim, because really they had Torah in Egypt as well, like the Talmud says in Yuma, da'af shayu sad b'mitzrayim lo paska yishiva mehim, that even though they didn't yet have Torah, right, Brett? Your question. So how did they have Torah in Mitzrayim? Even though the Torah wasn't given then, they did have certain specific mitzvot that they had on tradition from their forefathers. Da'af she'atorah lo nitenah, da'in lamdu sham kol mitzvot pratiyot shekiblu mipi avot. V'nireh she'zehu ma she'amar ha'katuv, it would seem this is what the verse means in Jeremiah. Ko amar Hashem. You guys should know it, it's a song. So says Hashem, zacharti lach chesed ne'orayich. I remember the kindness you did in your youth, Avat kelulotayich, the love of when we were newly married. Lechtecha chay b'midbar, how you went after me in the desert. V'kachashiv po shlosha dvarim kesidran. And here, the pasuk really lists three things in their chronological order. First, God says, "I remember chesed nu'raich." Haynu mashasu chesed b'meinu reim b'mitzrayim. What does it mean? God says, "I remember the kindness you did in your youth." That's this pact that we saw. They made a pact to do kindness with one another in Egypt, and that's what aroused their redemption. Avat kelulotayich, the love of our newlyweds, kabbalat ha-Torah shayach ha-kach, that's they're accepting the Torah at Sinai. And only afterwards, lechtecha chay b'midbar, that we followed God through the desert. So, the Chafetz Chaim's point was that when we do chesed down here, we arouse chesed above. And at a time like this, the Chafetz Chaim says, when there's so much exacting judgment from above against the Jews, and there's so much anti-Semitism, the way to make it out of this is to take this trait of doing kindness with one another, arouse the chesed from above, and then help us make it out of these difficult situations. Yeah?
I have an impression from Moshe, maybe it's unfair, but when he saw the guys fighting, you accused who, you know, called him on his murdering Egyptian, he kind of gave the impression that, you know, he realized why the Jews were in Galus, because they weren't so kind to each other. So were they in fact actually mostly kind to each other with the exile, and that was just the exception sort of thing?
Well, I think that there's an aspect where a person can do some things right and some things wrong. So even though they had Lashon Hara in their midst, that doesn't mean they weren't doing kindness with one another. We find the elders were extra kind to the people. They were beaten just so that the people wouldn't be beaten. So it seems like they were good on certain fronts and they weren't so good on other fronts. I don't know that that's a contradiction. We're all that way, right?